Now I apologize. I'm going to try really hard not to get emotional. Our house burned down.
Mm-hmm. Your story impacts. We served over 3,700 families, and you're a part of it. Our mission is building dreams, transforming lives, and it's more about not just building a tiny home. It's building a home that you're a part of for life.
When we go in, we don't think, oh, this is a tiny home. We go in and we're like, we're home.
At the end of the day, once these customers come in and realize what we're going to do, you've got these problems, your house burns down, that's where we come in. And we're going to make sure we got exactly what you're all were looking for.
Welcome back, guys. Welcome to the Tiny Home Podcast powered by Saddlebrook Life. Today, I'm joined by one of our amazing clients, Dana, and I've got Austin across the room. Just to tell the audience who you are, Austin, I want to first introduce yourself, and then we'll go to Dana, and then we'll go into her story and how she came about Saddlebrook and all those things. So take it away.
You bet. My name is Austin Croft. I'm the oldest of the brothers here, so I carry a lot of the weight and the load, I guess, whether it's sales or transportation or just, you know, daily basis. But Dana Stewart here, she's become family to us. Mm-hmm. And good buddy of mine, Kenny Yates, had come by and he said, hey, so I got this lady, said you need to reach out to her. And they went through the tornado process and barely did make it through. Yeah. And he said they need two homes quick and they need the right size for the right price. And I gave Dana a call. She came in and in less than 2 weeks, we had her fixed up. We built her two homes. Yeah. And it's been an incredible journey. And we're just proud that we're able to touch y'all's lives through the process of what y'all had to go through.
Yep.
Thank y'all.
Thank you so much. I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, when you came in, I had goosebumps when you walked in. And as they're watching this, I just want you guys that are watching this that you've touched my life with your story that you said before this. So same experience, but go ahead.
And, you know, it's funny. I got wrapped up in my own stuff. I forgot we had that tornado right before our situation. But actually, and I apologize. I'm going to try really hard not to get emotional.
You're fine.
But our house burned down.
Mm-hmm.
And we were looking for people to do some work at the house. And Kenny Yates had a student at Malta. And so that teacher told me about Kenny. And so I called Kenny and, you know, was just telling him a little bit about my story. And he was like, you got to talk to Austin at Saddlebrook. And I was like, we can't afford Saddlebrook. There's no way. And he's like, Austin, I'll take care of you. Listen to what I'm telling you. You gotta call Austin. Mm-hmm. And so you caught me before I had a chance to reach out to you. And so we came up and talked to Austin, and he reassured us that he would take care of us and get everything done that we needed to do and that we wouldn't have to worry about anything. And he took the time to explain to us what we would get if we had chose to go this route. And before then, I mean, you know, I've seen the tiny home. I never really thought it was something that I could do. And then once I got up here and you showed me around and you explained to me every little thing that went into the home, we were like, you know, I think this might be what we need to do. And, you know, still, we thought about it and, you know, was like, gosh, really hope, you know, this works out because, you know, this is going to be different. You know, we were in a big, giant 2,200 square foot home and we're going to, in your mind, you think it's like 400 square feet, you know, like, oh, my God, it's only 400 square feet. But we got the home, and I say home because it is the most perfect home. I mean, it was God. Mm-hmm. It was God. It was a very, very difficult situation. And God took care of us. And he used you guys, Kenny Yates, G&H Electric, Hunter. Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, had it not been for y'all, we wouldn't have made it through this situation mm-hmm. the way we did. I would like to share a little bit.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I'd love to hear. Yeah, go ahead.
So, me, my husband, and my oldest are teachers. And so, my husband and my oldest worked at Puitt CISD, and I worked at Malta ISD. And so, they drove further. So, around 5 o'clock, my husband gets up and gets in the shower. And the night before, we always had our Alexa, and we listened to, like, ocean sounds. And that's mm-hmm. it just made it really comfortable. And that night, for whatever reason, the Alexa wouldn't work. And so my husband was aggravated, so he unplugged it. He was so frustrated, he just mm-hmm. unplugged it. And so it was quiet where it normally would, you know, we would have sounds. And it was just a little bit after 5. And I woke up, and it sounded like a tornado. That's what I thought was going on. I heard whirling, you know, like, mm-hmm. and popping. And I thought, my husband always tells me the weather. What has he done? You know, a tornado's on top of our house. And so, you know, when you're asleep, you sit up because I don't know why. You think sitting up's going to help you hear better? Anyways, I sit up. I'm like, the tornado's right over our house. And I'm panicked because I'm scared of weather. And I was sitting there. And then I thought, I guess my oldest put something in the oven. And went to get ready, and so I hopped out of bed and opened the door. Well, when I opened the door, you know how, like, when you have a fire pit going, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and you can hear the crackling, and you know it's fire.
Yes, yeah.
And so the fire had already gone from our end of the house to the other end of the house in the attic. Oh, wow. And I started screaming fire because I knew if it was sounding like that mm-hmm. and it was above us, it had to be bad. And so the girls were at the other end. Everybody was still in bed. My husband was in the bathroom. And of course, like most men, he thought I was being dramatic. Like, he thought it was a kitchen fire. And so, you know, he's in the shower, so he's getting out. And, when he got out of the shower, he realized how severe it was. And within about 5 minutes, we were all in the front yard, and it was freezing. Our bedroom ceiling fell in. And we were out there, and it took a minute mm-hmm. for the fire department to get there. And we lost everything, but God is so good. To say that seems not enough. He let the fire started behind our bedboard in an electrical outlet, and instead of letting the fire come in, he let it go out. Mm-hmm. And we had a kennel, like a big dark skin mm-hmm. kennel, mm-hmm. right there on the other side of our bedroom. Mm-hmm. For the dogs, and it had already burned down. Wow, and the fire had already burnt through the roof. And right as I got to the front door, there was a gentleman, our little angel, beating on the door. You got a fire, because the roof was already blazing and the kennel was already burned up. And you know, we got out, and you know, looking back, it's amazing how
God is good.
Unbelievably. Good. Without me even knowing it, both of our school communities mm-hmm. had already gotten on. I mean, I had a neighbor come and give me socks and shoes, and because it was so cold, and we were in our pajamas and barefoot. And another neighbor, one of my cats, got burnt real bad. And Dr. Austin at DeKalb Vet did so wonderful. But we had some of our family from our schools there. They drove up. The fire trucks are still there, and they drove up. My friend Lynn took my cat to DeKalb Vet, where Dr. Austin took care of it. I mean, God stepped up, and he's everything lost was given back to us a thousand times better. And I wouldn't, what y'all did for us, you literally took something tragic and you put a silver lining around it with what y'all did for us, building our homes. And we couldn't be happier, and we wouldn't be where we were at if it hadn't been for you stepping up. And even the stuff that you didn't have to help with, like loaning those guys to help us at the house, you didn't have to do that, and you did. And that means more to us than you guys will ever know. It's not about, y'all don't just sell homes. Correct. Like you said, you sell family, extended family.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that's the thing about it. You know, at the end of the day, once these customers come in and realize what we're going to do and what we're willing to do, we're willing to go that second mile because of your situation. Everybody has their situation that they're going through. You know, you've got these problems, your house burns down. That's where we come in, and we're going to make sure we got exactly what you're all were looking for, you know.
And it's not, when we go in, we don't think, oh, this is a tiny home. We go in and we're like, we're home.
Yes.
I mean, it is
awesome.
It's home.
Yeah, that's
and
incredible.
You can feel every bit of love. Jared took such good, great care of us. Mm-hmm. I think I bugged him half to death. Can I come and look? Can I come and look? And he was always accommodating. He never said no.
Yeah, Jared's amazing.
He never. I mean, I've been up here many times, and y'all have always been more than accommodating. And I mean, more. It's like coming to an extended family's member's house. I mean, y'all have just been like, what do you need? You know? And it's been one of the most positive experiences. And I can't thank you enough.
Yeah, you bet.
Truly,
from the bottom
of our heart.
Thank you, because your story impacts, you know, I think I looked today and we served over 3,700 families. And you're a part of it. And, you know, our mission is building dreams, transforming lives. I mean, that's our slogan. And it's more about not just building a tiny home. It's building a home that you're a part of for life and, you know, help you transform into a better life. So talk about, like you said, you were in a 2,200 square foot home. Now it's a 384 square foot home. Like, you come home to that, like, it's really all you need, but
it's hard to describe because I would have never thought tiny home for, I just would have never thought tiny home. My husband's a really big guy, 6'2", 250. I mean, he's just a big guy. To the thought of a tiny home, and of course we saw all these little tiny homes. And so when we, every once in a while, even after we got it, I'm like, and so, you know, the thought, you know, because I'm like, what are we going to do? And I can't stress enough, that's all you need. It really is. Yeah. We have a bedroom, a bathroom, a kitchen, and a beautiful living room. Yeah. I mean, truly, you really don't need more than that. And y'all, the product you make is, look, we can be in there. Everything's quiet. We don't even use a sound machine anymore. You cannot hear stuff outside. So much so, I've had people come and honk, and they're like, are you going to come outside? And I'm like, you're here? They're like, I've been honking.
Yeah.
I'm like, we can't hear you in here.
Yeah.
I mean, the AC units keep it nice and cool. I mean, it is to say that y'all produce quality product would be an understatement. I know you told me, but I don't know what y'all do in these homes, but they're solid, solid. I mean, we couldn't ask for a better product.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I'm being genuine. I'm not just,
I believe when I first showed you around, I was like, you know, you can show somebody, you can tell somebody over the phone, you can send them pictures. And I'm like, the quality will speak for itself. Once you come in person, we show you around on how it's built from A to Z. It's going to speak for itself.
Yep.
Absolutely.
And that's what it's done. And that's why we build them with the quality that we have for them.
Well, it's beautiful. Yep. It's home. It's my home. And, of course, my oldest daughter's in the second one.
So you bought two. So you bought two.
And so we have a little community going there in New Boston on my property. So we have two of the tiny homes. We angled them real cute. We put a little washroom out there, you know, so we got a little washroom, our two homes. And it's so cute because they're identical. But my daughter has decorated her so differently that when we go to one, it's like, wait a minute. And I even think her dog is like, wait a minute, this isn't where I left this, you know, because they're so different. They're the same, but they're completely different. Mm-hmm. And so that's to say, just because somebody did that, you can make it your own. It's fantastic.
Yeah, you got to pick your colors. We had to pick in her colors. So, she's like, I don't want the same colors as mom's got. So
yeah, she we did
made
not.
Sure she made sure not. She got her colors and stuff. And that's the neat part about it is, you know, y'all were able to make some accommodations for years, and then the daughter knew that she wanted some different colors and a few different colors on the inside and stuff. So it was very neat to be able to work through.
How long did it take you, like, to the process of, like, picking out your home, your colors and everything? Because I know you came in, well, Austin called you, then I guess y'all came in, and then
we did.
He took you for his whole tour and everything?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's funny because, you know, when you talk to somebody, you can tell where their heart is, mm-hmm. and how he wasn't just listening to our story. He was genuinely concerned. And then what? You know, like, it wasn't like, you know, I'm a salesman. Yeah. No, he listened to every word. And we were like, you know, let us think about it. And then my husband and I just looked at each other and we were like, yeah, we're doing this. And so we didn't even leave like we thought, oh, we're going to think about it. No, we sat right there as soon as we got back to his office. I'm like, okay, we're in. And you know, the great thing about it is, y'all make it affordable for somebody to own their own little piece of heaven, you know. So it was nice. Yeah. I can't thank you enough.
You bet. Well, that's
God, really, you're a godsend. And Kenny facilitated that, because I wouldn't have ever thought we could have bought into this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you watch those tiny homes, and I'm like, $80,000? No, we can't do that, you know? Right. But you had something for everyone, no matter their budget. Mm-hmm. And it really made, thank you, Austin.
You bet. Absolutely.
Genuinely. You don't know how much you changed our lives.
I don't know. All I can say is thank you, because, you know, I seen y'all's, you know, tragic accident y'all went through, and so it makes you at the end of the day, like, humble yourself and realize how grateful we need to be for what we have, because in the blink of an eye, you can lose that whole house, your fur babies, you can lose it all, and you think, you know, the end of the world's coming, but it's not, because, like you said, there's a community here. It's not just us, but the whole community jumped in that night, made sure y'all were took care of, because you've been given out to the community. You've been showing the community what kind of person you are. And so when you do that, God will always surround you with people like that.
He did. Because we laugh, because we know. Mm-hmm. We know God. There's a reason. Yeah. God wanted to make sure we remembered that we're not of this world, and that the stuff that we have is not important at all. And so we laugh and say, not only did God show up, he showed out.
He did. Yeah.
And he
I love
did.
That. Yeah.
He did. He sent.
God is so awesome.
You guys, he sent Kenny, he sent Hunter, and all of my Malta and Puitt. I mean, I can't express to y'all what it was like to be so low, and it be something you feel guilty for being sad, because so many people have stepped up and said, I'm here. What do you need?
Wow.
And so it's really hard to be sad or feel sorry for yourself or honestly miss the stuff you lost because so many people are like, what do you want? What do you need? But let us help. I mean, you know, from meals to this experience, it couldn't have been easier. Yeah. It could not have been easier except through God.
Absolutely.
And y'all definitely show that here.
Well, thank you. That's awesome. So how did you, so I'm guessing you knew Kenny a long time?
No. That was the first time I'd ever talked to Kenny.
Wow.
His baby was in pre-K 3, so I hadn't got, I teach fourth grade, so we don't always know all the parents.
Yeah.
And so when the pre-K 3 teacher, Andrea and Miss B, they were my lifesavers. When she told me, hey, you call Kenny, Kenny will take care of you. And, you know, I'd never talked to Kenny, and so I called him. Like I said, he was like, no. He said, what are you going to do? I said, I don't know. And he goes, you got to go talk to Austin. I was like, I don't know, you know. Yeah. I don't, that doesn't seem like a route for us, you know.
Have you heard, did you hear from us before that? Did you know about Saddlebrook before that?
Yes, okay. I did, because we used the DCAB vet, and so I'd watched y'all grow over the last few years, and so I was like, you know, that's beautiful. Look at that log cabin. Because y'all always had a log cabin out front. And I was like, that's gorgeous. And, you know, not really, you know, we didn't need anything at the time. And then when he told me, I was like, I don't know. And then I feel like it was 30 minutes later after talking to Kenny. Because I was surprised. And so before I could reach out to you, you called me.
Yeah, I believe when Kenny had called me and told me about it, he's like, she's going to call you. I said, Kenny, I said, no, because he had told me y'all's story and kind of what y'all just went through. And I was like, let me call her. I said, I didn't want you to have to pick the phone up. I was like, that's my job.
Well, it was the beginning of a very, very beautiful relationship. And again, I've talked to you. And like I said, it's not like coming to a place of business. It truly is so heartwarming to walk in. You're all family. And now we're family. And it, you know, people might think, yeah, this is, you know, they're trying to sell some stuff. But you're not. You're actually offering an olive branch. Let me help you. Let me help you. And y'all did.
You give me goosebumps, but this is awesome.
It's all God.
It is.
It's all God. It's all God, because God can, you know, God opens doors and he closes doors.
And always for a reason, even if you can't see it.
Right. And it's always amazing how he pulls through, because he loves, you know, he loves us and he wants good for us.
Absolutely.
And it's just amazing. Hearing your story, it gives me goosebumps. And I know the people that are watching this are going to get goosebumps, but we want to end this, but I want to speak to the people, like, you know, someone that might have lost their home, or someone that, you know, that might be going from a 2,200 square foot. You know, there's a lot of things. You could look at the world and there's a lot of things going on, you know. Talk to that person on, you know, that there is other options. There's people that, you know, do love you. There's people that can take care of you. Just speak to that crowd.
And add into that, as far as, I know you're a teacher.
Yeah.
That can impact so many teachers, because teachers only make so much a year.
It's true.
They don't make that 100 to 150,000 a year. And so they need something that's going to take care of them and their families and their kids. But at the same time, it's got to be affordable.
Right.
So just touch on that a little bit as well then.
You know, when you go to look at a house, you think, man, I'm going to buy this beautiful mansion and I'm going to have all this stuff and I'm going to, you know, decorate it this way. And what I've learned, what God has taught me this year, is that wouldn't you rather have just something so perfect that you can totally afford and then spend your time doing other things, bigger, better things? You know, reaching people that need your help, reaching people that are worse off than you are. And so in this, we were able to readjust our lives so much so that we can actually focus on what's important. And I promise you, it's not big houses. I can tell you, this 400 square foot house has done more for my life than that 2,200 square foot house ever would have. And anybody who thinks, man, I need more. I need all this space for my kids to come visit and this and that. We bought the most beautiful sectional that three people could sleep on. Mm-hmm. And it fits perfect in that house. There's so much space. When you really put your mind to it, you can make anything so comfortable. This isn't like going in and, you know, you've got, oh, I can't move around. Oh, excuse me. Pardon me. It's not like that. It is literally so spacious. The bathroom is humongous and the bedroom is perfect. We have a king size bed, end tables. I mean, we got this going on. And you know what's great about it? We're free. We're free.
That's the most important.
We're free to do for others. We're free to focus on the
Praise
things
God.
That are more important.
Praise God.
And that's God in you guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, if people, especially teachers, because it is true, we're not the highest paid people, but if teachers would think more along this line instead of going and buying the brick and mortar mm-hmm. and, you know, getting into debt, I mean, mm-hmm. that's a lot of money mm-hmm. that's really unnecessary. But you don't know it until mm-hmm. you're exposed to it, mm-hmm. until you realize you don't know what you don't know until you know it.
That's true. And then you have the debt, the mortgage that you have to pay every single month. So you have that stress that you have to do this or you'll lose the house.
Right.
And then before you know it, you've got, you know, utility bills, you've got grocery bills that are going up. Now you have to work overtime. So you're just stressed out all
Get
the time.
Another job.
Right.
What's awesome about this is my girls are still close, but they have their own place now. Mm-hmm. So now we have our own little space. I could have, and a lot of people are like, what are you doing? Why don't you just build a barndominium? I'm like, why? Like, what do I need all that space for? Mm-hmm. Because I started realizing, and then after this, I can't imagine having gone that route. It would have been so stressful right now mm-hmm. where I'm free.
Mm-hmm. Talk about, what do you mean by free? As far as
we have a home, it's perfect. It's got everything. And I'm not going to work thinking, oh my God, $1,000 mortgage or more. Mm-hmm. I have a friend paying $2,000. I can go about my day, work my job, be happy, focus on my students. Focus on my family, and I do not have to stress or fret or worry, like you said, mm-hmm. losing the house. What's going to happen? This world's getting crazy. What am I going to do? You know, mm-hmm. people want to come and take your stuff. Mm-hmm. And here, we're good. Mm-hmm. We're good. We have a little community, and like I said, it's ideal. Mm-hmm. It's ideal, and mm-hmm. it's not something you can really preach to someone. Mm-hmm, right. I wish I could mm-hmm. but this experience has afforded us the ability to focus.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's
important that, like you said, once God, if you let God use his hand and put you in these situations, he's going to be able to bless you and to work through you being debt free and having, you know, what you really need. He's going to provide to where you can actually focus on helping other people instead of having to worry about that mortgage or that debt. Mm-hmm. You're going to work and you're looking now at, hey, how can I help this next person? Or, you know, God's going to open those doors.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't have the stress about a big mortgage or something breaking, because now not only is our home more affordable, it's less maintenance. Mm-hmm. If something goes wrong, the way y'all built it, it's so easy to mm-hmm. care for and maintain that I don't have to worry about big home mm-hmm. expenses anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't have to have a stockpile of money just in case. Mm-hmm. I can literally live and be happy and try and pay it forward.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
I get goosebumps from hearing your story, and I know the people that are listening to this, 2,200 square feet all the way down to 400 square feet. I know you guys are going to be impacted. So if you're watching this, if you know a friend that if this impacts you, comment down below, share this with a friend. We want to get this out to as many people. So you're helping the algorithm by sharing this, commenting, so we can share this story. See you on the next.
If you enjoyed this video, drop a like. If you have any questions we didn't answer, drop a comment. And guys, tune into next week's episode where we will continue to educate you about the tiny home industry.